Hi, everyone. Hi, great listeners, and hi, our world, Richmond. This is Aline Henley, and we are live on our Conscious Fitness and Divine Body show. And I'm so thrilled tonight because the show that we talk about, the body-mind-spirit connection, is going to take you tonight through the delicious vibrations of music. And we're going to do it with Howard Richmond, who lives on the West Coast and is a fantastic pianist, composer, teacher, author. I just don't know what Howard doesn't know how to do, and he's going to tell us eventually. But how are you, Howard?
Hello, Aline. It's nice to be on your show.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You're doing fine?
Yes, I had a good day today. I taught a lot of piano students.
Yeah, and, great.
I even was working with a friend working on a song.
Oh, wow. So we want to hear everything about it, pretty much. So, Howard, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm trained as a concert pianist. I have a master's degree in.
Can you speak a little louder?
Originally, I was going to be a pianist.
Okay.
And by the time I got my master's degree,
mm-hmm.
I felt that that wasn't something that I wanted to pursue. And it ended up that with all my training and all my experience, it felt that I'd like to go into teaching and also sound healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And I've been teaching piano now for 33 years.
Oof.
And I've been doing sound healing since 1982.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a pioneer.
Yes, you are, definitely. So, you know, now everyone probably knows I'm French and totally betrayed by my accent, but in French we call that musicotherapy. Which, is it the same here? You call that musicotherapy or music therapy?
Yes, we can call it musicotherapy, music therapy,
okay.
Sound healing, music medicine.
Okay.
There are many names for it, and I'm not a registered music therapist, but a lot of music therapists use my music for their work.
Okay, very nice.
I'm more of a composer.
Very nice, and it doesn't surprise me, because we will have the pleasure to hear multiple samples of how it works throughout this show, so stay with us, because you're just going to be flying up tonight. So explain a little bit to us what is the principle of that healing with the sound. How does it work?
Thank you, Aline. There's many, many different approaches to healing with sound.
Mm-hmm.
My approach is using the piano, and what I evolved into over many years is what I've eventually learned is called the entrainement process, which is actually a French word, entraînement. Which
mm-hmm.
has to do with mirroring the current issue of the listener, and as that energy is matched in the music, the listener is carried along with it, and when the music gradually changes, the listener has a shift occur energetically, either on a physical or an emotional or a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing this on an intuitive basis for quite a while. And I didn't know that there was a name for it. In fact, there is another name. Some people call it the ISO principle.
Okay.
That is ISO.
Mm-hmm.
And what
very
has
cool.
to do with it, this principle is evident throughout nature. And it has to do with a resonance or a reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Entrainment you find in every part of life. There have been studies where they take muscles in a heart that are beating separately and they bring them together in a test tube and they start beating at the same pace.
Oh, very interesting.
It's very interesting, and they influence one another. And there's been studies showing that women who room in the same home very often start to get their menstrual cycles together.
Oh, very interesting.
Yes, because that's another example of entrainment. So this music that I do will entrain with the listener and match the current block or the stress that the person has, and then as the music shifts, the listener feels something change in them.
Very interesting. So, according to your website, and you can find the website on the, it's www.soundfeelings.com, and if you go on my webpage, you will be able to click on it and find it. But if you go on it, you get all those CDs of all those music that you have created for particular either diseases or obviously energy imbalance. So what have you been working on specifically as far as healing and treating?
Well, over the years, I was able to develop music for different people. That's mm-hmm. how it started. I would channel music kind of like in my intuitive way
mm-hmm.
for individual people, and I've done more than 3,000 of these sound portraits.
I've done one
for you, and I'm maybe we can play a little of it tonight too.
Definitely, we will, and we will, because again, it's called a sound portrait, and obviously it is totally tied to my own energy field. And I tell you, it's the first time I listened to it, I had that feeling that I was totally transported back in time, like my past lives were all wrapped into it, and whatever I have become today, and all those different passage in the music is really taking you in places where you feel the challenges, you work through it, and there's something lighter, and this music really, you can feel that it has an effect on you, definitely, physically you can feel it, and so I will be more than happy to share it with our listeners and more. Do you want to let us listen a little piece of music therapy right now, if you have?
Well, why don't we listen to the one I did for you?
Let's
a little,
do that.
And then I would like to explain, because you asked me how this started. It started from my experience from doing private music for people.
Okay.
And eventually, I realized, well, instead of just doing one and then another one and then another one, maybe I would notice if there's a collective feeling of music for a particular group. For example, people who have stress, or people who have addictions, or people who have a weight problem, or people who are experiencing pain, or cancer. So over the years, I've composed music for not the individual person, but for the group of people who have this particular condition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also excited to share a little of that with you tonight.
Yes, definitely. We want to hear that. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who wants to know, that eventually there's other ways to heal and treat and in a more alternative way. So we're listening.
So right now,
yeah,
I'd like to play a little of the one that I did for Aline.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm so thrilled to share that with everyone.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, there you are. That's much better.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
I can hear myself echoing.
Oh, you hear yourself echoing. Seth, CBS.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the. I think you're just adjusting the control. Yeah, they were running a little late. Okay, Seth, you want to count me down? In two? Seth? Welcome to New Reality. I'm Alan Hanson. On this program, technology and the spiritual revolution that we're a part of. Tonight's guest is someone who's really put a lot of her time into helping people.
Very cool.
The reason it dipped down for a minute is because I wanted to show the transition.
Uh-huh.
And the composition was actually much longer, but I wanted to show people the transition of how it starts out and then how it ends up.
Mm-hmm. So explain a little bit the music. How did it come to you? How do you feel that there's all those different passages that are very distinct from each other?
Well, I believe that each person has, you know, an infinite amount of facets to their being.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tune into a person, I attempt to register different aspects of the person's being that they need to listen to for their own personal growth and transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So each person will interpret it in a different way. Some people may feel a physical vibration. Some people may feel like an emotional shift or reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And some people may have imagery or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
As the music is kind of like a catalyst.
Yeah. That's true. And it's very interesting how, for my personal case, I had actually different part of the music activated different part of my every dimension. Like some of them, I could feel it physically, they were doing something, and some others, emotionally, I felt moved, and vice versa, and it was coming back, and it was really like a flow, and I could totally visualize the vibration, the sound, like really surrounded me, and actually, you know, working through me.
Is that amazing?
Yes, it is totally amazing. And so you actually, when you send, which was very cool, I thought it was very professional, you send the CD, obviously, very quick. It happens in like a few days. And but there's as well a little booklet with it to tell you how to use it, really like like people would want to start a meditation and they wouldn't know how to start from or where to start from. Then they have that little how to do book to use your CD, and same thing, that with the CD makes total sense. So explain to us, like, you shouldn't do it in some condition, but some others. So explain to us.
That's a great point. What it is I make a distinction between background music and foreground music.
Mm-hmm.
Most people listen to music in the background while they're doing some other activity. And I like to think that when you're doing music for healing, that you should consider that the main event. So that would be considered the foreground. And when you do that, you want to really, really get involved with the music and allow the music to guide you to your own next step. I feel that the music is not what heals you. It's your own response to the music that is what heals you. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, when you're listening to the music, and if you're moved to get up and dance, or to cry, or to fall asleep, you know, or to laugh, that it's your cellular reaction to the music that allows this shift to occur within you for physical or emotional or spiritual healing.
Yes.
So that's why in my instructions, when I have people listen to the music, I suggest people that they listen to it with their whole body, not just with headphones,
mm-hmm.
so that the sound waves can permeate the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
I also suggest that people don't rush when they're done, because sometimes the best experience is after they're all done listening, when there's a little bit of silence.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when the listener is able to integrate any changes that may have occurred.
Yes. So So it's truly like your approach to healing and to the healing experience is really this body, mind, and spirit connection. It is really.
I have felt that, yes.
Yeah, and so it sum it up. I guess it that's truly that, you know, through the body will change and transform through that connection of mind and spirit, and via the sound, obviously. Is that what it is?
Definitely.
Okay.
I've observed. I wouldn't say I'm the original person, but in my own way, I've noticed that there's a connection between the physical illness and the emotional illness.
Okay.
A very notable example is cancer. For sure, the emotion that's connected with the illness of cancer is suppressed anger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that mean that you hold in anger for 30 years and that makes you get cancer? Or does it mean that if you get cancer, you will become very angry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes and yes.
Yes.
It's both true. But sometimes, if you're not able to heal the physical, sometimes you can heal the emotional, and then you'll have a commensurate shift on the physical. And similarly, sometimes you can work on the physical, and that helps alleviate the emotional block or problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing about music as a possible modality that people can use for their own healing,
mm-hmm,
is that music very easily can touch both the physical and the emotional.
Yes.
And that's why I believe it's a good tool for psychoneuroimmunology and the mind-body connection.
Definitely. So do you have any little sample? Because it's like a treat for me tonight. I just lost piano. I started to play piano 3 months ago after an interruption of 25 years. And so I'm just, you know, it's my element. I just love it. So it's my little treat tonight. So I guess if we can have a little sample here and there, that would I wouldn't mind. So why don't we listen to some sound healing for like a music therapy? Let's say a sample of music for. Tell us.
We're gonna play. We'll do the one for cancer.
Okay,
because
let's
it's
do
a very, very good example of the before and after.
Okay.
This composition is 15 minutes, but I'm going to play less than a minute of the before, and then less than a minute of the after.
All right.
And
really
then you're going to, you'll be able to hear the transformation. Don't forget that following the entrainment music, the first part is expressing the cancer energy, which is very dark and kind of a crazy
mm-hmm,
and just mutated energy. So understand the context, and then gradually it will shift into something more powerful and joyous.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a listen. This is the music that mirrors the cancer before it has shifted into the joy.
All right.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's listen to how it ends up.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's going to sound after all of that chaos.
Okay.
Thank you.
wonderful. That's beautiful. And you can feel those two energies so opposite.
Well, the thing is, what I've observed is that everything is the same in a way, because the equal intensity of the dark energy force for Cancer,
mm-hmm.
if you shift it,
mm-hmm.
will be just as powerful in the other direction of joy.
Yeah. So people who are dealing today with the Cancer, you would definitely recommend them to get it and add it to whatever they're already doing today.
Yes, it would be a great complement to other treatments that they're doing. I'm not saying that the music alone would be healing for the Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage people to do everything that they can. But sometimes there's that feeling of the missing link. You know, they've tried everything possible and they still
mm-hmm.
haven't. Since sometimes the music could really create maybe a bridge to connect the emotional and the physical aspect
mm-hmm.
of the illness.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So how does the idea or the urge for you come to decide that it's gonna I'm gonna create a CD and it's gonna be this piece of work is gonna be about cancer, or this one is gonna be about, like, you have one for birth, you have a music for stress, you have a music for weight loss. Is that because you feel that there's a demand, that this is actually challenges that the a collective consciousness today is dealing with? Or is it because you have a calling, you receive a calling that's what you feel connected to today?
Wow, great question. In 1982, this started when I was doing the healing music, and because I was trained as a pianist and I wasn't thinking about money, I was just following my dream of doing music, and then after I got my degree, I thought, let me just follow my dream of healing people.
Mm-hmm.
I really wasn't thinking about the money, and I should have been.
No.
my inspiration for, you know, people come to me and they say, could you do music for this? Could you do music for that? And I have to go inward, and I sometimes tell them, no, I don't feel that I'm able to do it. So I try to remain as humble about it as possible when I create music for something or for somebody. Sometimes I have to say, you know, that my inner guidance is that it's not going to be right or not right at this time for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that I've done, I felt really inspired and guided to do,
mm-hmm.
and I try to always follow that inner feeling.
Okay.
So in 1984, I did the music for weight loss, and I was encountering so many people, because even though I teach piano, sometimes piano teachers kind of start talking to their students about what's in their life and what's going on in their life. And it seemed like at that time there were so many people who were suffering with a weight problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, well, I think I could do something for that. And that is the music that I call Feeling Fat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, even though that's kind of politically incorrect to say feeling fat, you know, how about like feeling slim? But
mm-hmm.
the way that the music works is it first has to mirror your current feeling.
Yeah.
And if you feel fat, you have to be honest about that so that you can then grow and change from that point.
Definitely. Definitely. 200%. I mean, I have been in a weight loss, you know, field for, and, you know, fitness field for the last century, it seems. But that's you know, the first thing is definitely to, you know, to admit it. You know, it's really the first step. How many clients did I help by letting them be agree with who they were at the time they started? Because as long as you're in a denial, then the energy is still holding you back in that denial. You need to really accept who you are today and say, okay, that does not serve my purpose anymore. And then I am willing to let go of that because I know that it's mine, and then I can let it go of it and take something else. But you're right, this feeling fat is definitely claiming that the power of saying, that's how I feel today, but then I can change it.
I love that. And
yes.
The word that I often use is emotional weight loss.
Brilliant. This is brilliant.
Because sometimes you could do all the diet and you can lose the weight and you look great, but it comes back. Why does it come back? Because you still feel fat on the emotions.
Exactly. You're right.
And so the music that I did for that, you can feel the heaviness in the music as mm-hmm. it matches the current feeling. Mm-hmm. And then the shift, as you hear the after, you can feel the buoyancy and the freedom that comes after. And after mm-hmm. you hear this, you know, I recommend once a day for 30 days, people feel a shift on an inner level. I had one lady tell me that she just didn't understand it. She just started craving vegetables. She never liked vegetables her whole life.
Wow. Congratulations. So how do you feel about when you have the feedbacks like that, when you have because you're becoming a healer. I mean, you're not just, like, you know, you're not only this pianist, composer, tied to music. You become a true healer. So have you ever thought of yourself as a, with that dimension of being a healer?
In a way, but it's very daunting, and I don't promote myself as a healer. And I, even though I use my intuition, I don't consider myself a psychic in the normal way.
Yes.
I'm kind of like an intuitive pianist.
Yes.
But as far as healing, I know that people have had healings with my music, but I try to get my ego out of the way, because mm-hmm. what happens is, in order for me to do the music, I have to go deeper. You know,
yes.
I connect to the power of God through my own approach.
Yes.
And I cannot take all the responsibility for it. And that's why I'm afraid
Definitely.
To say, you know, yes, I am a healer. I would like to say maybe I'm a facilitator for someone to be
healed.
I was
going to say, it's probably more the healing facilitator that you are.
We could do it like that.
Yeah, that would be good.
Do you want to hear a little of the before and after of the Feeling Fat music?
Definitely. I think that I'm not the only one. I can feel that I'm not the only one.
So here's the before, and it starts with a kind of a heavy feeling that, you know, you can feel the imagery of the fat bouncing around.
Yes.
And then after this changes, then you can hear the result. Here we go.
Okay.
Here, there's a connection between each physical illness and the emotion, and the emotion that's often, from my observation, that's associated with weight problems is depression.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people may have the benefit of listening to the Feeling Fat music, even if they don't have a weight problem, but they have a depression problem.
Yes.
So let's hear how it ends up, the Feeling Fat after.
After. Remarkable. Thank you so much for that, for sharing that. This is really, really nice. Very, very nice.
I'm glad.
So I have a question for you about your, because you teach piano as well, right?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Okay, so do you have students who, I mean, your students as a teacher knows as well that you you do the those sounds, feelings, this music therapy, right?
Well, each person that I teach uniquely. So sometimes I can tell that they're into these kind of things, and then we talk about it, and sometimes I even help them learn how to do it themselves. You know, maybe teach them how to channel their own music. But usually it's like a different world. I have my sound healing world, and then I have my piano teaching world, and most of the people who come for piano lessons are not really into these things, so I don't really, they probably don't even know.
So you never had someone who came and knowing what you do in your music therapy, came and said, I want you to teach me how to create music from that place, that special place that you have?
Yes, sometimes that happens. Somebody discovers what I do and they want to know if I can help them learn how to do it with themselves. And,
so what do you tell them? How do you teach that?
Well, there's many different things that we do, but it doesn't have to be on the piano. It could be on whatever instrument they can feel connected to, or even on their voice.
Oh, right.
But let's just say someone is here for the piano, and then I'll use the piano. And I ask them to, at first, not look at their hands. That's only temporary, but because if they look at their hands, then they're going to be tempted to play what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you close your eyes, you're open to discovery.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a little intention prayer, for example, whatever your belief, whether it's God or your spirit guides or your angels or your higher self or the universal mind or whatever you tune into, let's just say God for now. So we'll say, Dear God, may I please tune into the music that comes from the highest source. Just something simple like that. And you practice and see if you can not move your hands unless you feel guided to do so. And you might not even play anything that first time, but you practice it for, let's say, 30 days, and you just state your intention. And at some point, your fingers are going to start moving without you consciously being aware of it. And it's very amazing. And then what comes out might sound horrible, but that's good because it's coming beyond your conscious mind.
Yes.
And you practice, just because the gift of being able to tune into a different realm on a cellular level is one step, and then actually allowing that to be refined so that it sounds good, that's another step. So if it sounds bad at first, that's still fine, because it means that at least you're getting something.
It is really interesting, because one more time, I have not played piano for a very long time, and then about 3 months ago decided to jump back into it, and then Howard, here you are jumping in my life, and then I have this great teacher here who is very into improvisation, and she's treating me every once in a while with a 3 or 4 minutes improvisation at the end of the class when I was a good girl, you told me how to do it, because I remember once we had this email exchange, and I told you about that first improvisation experience that was totally overwhelming to me. And you said to me, you wrote back that you really has to let go, and just when your fingers just push down, when you feel it, that's what it is. And I'll tell you again, yesterday, I went back there and we had those 3 minutes treat, and that's what it is. You need to totally forget about yourself in terms of your ego self and close your eyes. And granted that I don't know how to play, meaning like I don't read the music very well yet, but it seems like you cannot go wrong. The right finger is going to be pushing down the right key at the right time if you just let it get through you. And
that's
we had
right.
this unbelievable experience again. And I totally relate to what you say on a obviously lower level. But This is something I think someone who is in tune with music should try, it, just to truly realize this connection, this body mind spirit connection with music.
I think that's wonderful that you're doing that, and I think that you're right. What I've experienced is when students are at the piano, if they are very trained, sometimes I teach some very advanced professional musicians. Mm-hmm. They are the ones who have the hardest time with letting go.
Yeah.
Because they're so trained with their mind.
Totally.
It's almost easier for a complete beginner to get that feeling of letting their fingers do their own thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
So,
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm just
now,
always
I have a treat for you, Aline, because I know you're French. Sometimes I don't just do healing music. Sometimes I write other music. I'm an aspiring film composer and TV music composer. And
definitely,
I don't
know. Going to talk about that right there, because I was going to say right next to this great part of you that is this healing facilitator through your music. Then you have that other side of you that is the creator composer of commercial music. Music
That's
for
it.
That you're writing for what purpose?
That's right. It's just I see myself doing music for films and more commercial things. I've written a lot of songs, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you've heard this one already, but it's called French Number 2, and
I
it's
did.
You heard it.
It is so true.
Can I play for you?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay.
I
like to play
there.
This. Okay. Here we go. This is French Number 2, and it's a French accordion sound. Original melody that I wrote. Here
okay.
we go.
It's like being back at home.
Yay!
Yeah, it's like being in Paris. Thank you so
I'm
much
glad.
For that. You know, you should actually maybe start a CD for the homesick, the French homesick. To
well,
heal the French homesick. Yeah.
The way the
Thank
creative
so.
Process... I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, yeah.
The way the creative...
Go ahead, sorry.
The way the creative process works, sometimes I notice that I could be composing something for something else, and then this other thing happens, and I say, what's this going on here? And sometimes I get, you know, other compositions, like I'm working on a children's lullaby, but then I might get an Irish tune or something like that.
Huh.
And I go, okay, that's not what I wanted, but I'm not going to destroy that.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
keep that. I'll keep it for another time.
Mm-hmm. And so how did this French come through?
In the same way that the others, I just I'm grateful. I have a lot of gratitude for my gift. And, you know, I wasn't trying to do something French. It just kind of got this idea, and I thought, oh, that sounds like a French tune. Let me develop it in that way.
All right. Well, it's definitely working. It's French. We cannot misunderstood, mistaken. It is French. So You do those, and you do as well. You do compose music with for people who sing, like true. It's just music and songs. So, and you were so, I don't even know if there's a word for that, but you were so nice to, and I feel so privileged to be able to use one of your music as my show signature, which is the music, the little part of the music that we hear at the beginning and sometimes at the end, it's Fly Away, and you compose the music, and who did the lyrics? You're going to talk to us about that singer.
Yes, Lisa Dawn Miller is my ex-wife, and she's a very good lyricist and a very beautiful singer.
Yes.
And I composed this melody, and I was very happy with the melody, just being the melody. And she said, "No, I must write some lyrics to it."
Very
and
nice.
So her lyrics are beautiful, and the song is called "Fly Away." And I know you're using this, and I'm grateful you're using it for your theme song. And I have the whole thing. I don't know if you want to, if you how much.
And
like
I think
to play,
I think our listeners need to listen the whole song, because if you know we're using about 35 seconds for the show signature, and it does give a glimpse of what it is. But the entire song and the music support and the voice, Lisa's voice is just, and I wrote, it's really a voice of an angel, and I think that will create this body mind spirit connection within each and every of our listeners. And I would love to hear it all the way through. And I can tell you one thing, because I know that Michelle today, right now, is listening to us, and Michelle is a friend who was just here with me for a few days and went back home. And Michelle, if you listening to us right now, which I know you are. This music I dedicated for you, and because this is exactly where you are on your path. That's it. beautiful. There's nothing to say. It's just chill everywhere. Like, it's goosebump everywhere. It's just
good
beautiful.
Bumps.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And thank you, Lisa, for your voice, because it is just a pure gift. I mean, talk about gift. There we are, right there. So what else do you do, Howard, besides, I mean, if you get some time in your hand to do something else?
Well, I'm kind of an obsessive creator. I'm kind of an inventor, and I'm always at my computer researching and discovering new things. But once in a while, I like to go for walks and watch TV and just do normal things. So I try to make time for myself.
Okay, so you're human. You're real. You're for real.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't do enough, but I'm not one of these people who forget to eat. I definitely make time for myself.
Very good. Very good. You do take time for yourself, but as I read on your website, too, you have given so much of your free time to support a lot of great causes. So can you talk to us about it?
Well, I have on my website, I have a lot of different information that I've created that's kind of what I would call free information to help people with different issues.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of volunteering. I volunteered with abused children. I volunteered with cancer patients. I volunteered with geriatric patients to do kind of my music therapy with them. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever feel bad about yourself, if you start volunteering and you give to somebody, you just have no idea how enriching that is for your spirit.
Yes.
I'm very, very, very grateful for the time that I've spent doing that.
That's very true. Sharing is nothing. I mean, it is that brings positive energy and brings up the consciousness, that's for sure. That is true. I had a question that just popped in my mind and just left me, so it's just going to come back probably in like 2 minutes and a half. But yes, it is coming back to me. How do you perceive that the music therapy is actually perceived by the mainstream medicine field?
It seems to be more and more. When I started doing this in 1982, believe it or not, we didn't have CDs at the time. I probably gave out more than 2,000 cassette tapes to doctors and researchers, endocrinologists, psychiatrists, hypnotherapists, and people at various universities. I really wanted to get double-blind testing, and you just wouldn't believe. No, 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 no. All the doors closed in my face. You know, this is just a bunch of garbage.
Oh, wow.
But I am a little bit stubborn, maybe because I'm a Taurus. I didn't give up. But I'm at the point now where I know that what I have done is useful, and I don't worry trying to prove it to anybody. I have given up on trying to get testing done because that just seems, you know, impossible at this time to get people to spend money to do any kind of double-blind testing. But I have noticed, to answer your question, is that in the mainstream medical field, it is more common to embrace the healing arts. For example, art therapy, music therapy, movement therapy, that's kind of normal now, and thank goodness.
Yeah, you hear that more and more, that's for sure. So, tell us again about your website. Your website is www.soundfeelings.com.
Sound feelings, like sound how you hear and feelings how you feel. .com.
Okay.
And on there,
people can find everything they need, they want to find about you, they can contact you, they can write to you, they can call you, they can email you, obviously, and they can purchase all of your products online?
Yes, everything is there, and I look forward to speaking with anybody who has any questions. I'm happy to speak with them about my work, and if you're trying to do something similar, I'm happy to, get you on the right path.
Very cool. And so you are trying right now to really work on this film project, this music films project. You're trying to kind of connect on that, or is it something that is out there as well, and either way, you're happy to work with whatever comes to you?
Whatever comes to me. I love composing, and I hope to meet people who would like my music in their films. That would be a great joy to finally be realized.
Mm-hmm. I urge our listeners to truly get their sound portrait done. And God knows that you're going to be busy if I say that, because people are going to call you. But you're going to be busy for your birthday, because if you're Taurus, it's coming soon, right?
Yes, birthday, coming up.
Yes. So that's going to be a great gift for your birthday. But yes, these sound portraits are just unbelievable. And how great a gift can you give to someone for whatever occasion, just even for the if. But this is so personal, this is so individual, and this is so, the healing dimension make it so special. I think the sound portrait is actually the ultimate gift that should be given, for whoever needs to be a little bit, who wants to do a little thing special that is not done usually. So, just go on Howard's website and order your sound portrait, and you're gonna be pleased with it. You're gonna receive it very fast, and people are gonna tell you it's just unbelievable. I'm gonna let you say the last words. Anything you wanna say? Anything you wanna share? Maybe we should listen another one for our last moment.
As we go out, I'm going to play you a piece that I wrote that's called New Age Number 11.
Ooh.
And Aline, it's my pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for having shared your gift and your vision and your connection, because I think it was a divine gift to us, and I'm glad that we were able to share it with everyone, and I'm looking forward to, because I know we are not done together somewhere.
Yay.
That's,
thank
yes,
you,
of
Aline.
Course we are not. And so let's listen to your sample, and we'll see you soon. See you,
okay.
Most likely.
Okay.
Bye.